on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and we are racing at Hamilton today. Harry White is the man to find us all the winners. Good morning, H. How are you?
Morning, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed. What do you make of this Hamilton meeting today? We are currently on a soft five at Hamilton, and the rail is in the true position. Hamilton, nice circuit. It gives most horses pretty much every chance.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Flemington of the bush, big, long, straight. Everyone gets their chance. It's a nice-looking card, small fields, but quite competitive. And I think because of that, we can actually find a little bit of value throughout the day, which is a good sign.
All right, that's what we like, a little bit of value today, and maybe a jockey player of the day at the end. We'll wait and see. One man who's going to help us find a few winners, and he is a man who is in form, is Andrew Noblett. How are you, Andrew? You well, mate?
Good, Michael. Thank you. How are you?
Very well. Team's going well. I think you've had three of your last four runners as winners.
Yeah, we're going okay. Got some nice horses coming through, and the right race.
Well, let's hope you've got a couple of nice runners coming through today at Hamilton, including Livingston Falls, and you've got Will Price, fresh from a big weekend. And this is a first starter, Sacred Falls, a four-year-old mare, opened up favourite. How much ability has Livingston Falls got?
I think she'll get better as she gets over further, as it was run over ground. We've trialled her both times. I'll jump her out at once at Ararat, once at Ballarat. She's taken a while to come around. She came out of the ready to run style in New Zealand. Nice enough horse, and she'll be better for the run. But if we get the right run with her, I think she'll be quite competitive there.
Well, nice big straight then sounds like would suit her. Is she a horse that will take time to settle, get back? Where would she be in the run, do you think?
Yeah, she can overdo it a bit, so she wants to get covered up pretty quickly. So if we get the cover there and they can roll along at a nice tempo for her, I'm sure she'll be in the finish.
She's 260 in the market. Does that equate to your confidence level?
I didn't think she'd be coming up that short.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see what price she gets out to. Same ownership. Seymour Bloodstock have Out and Dreaming. Six starts yet to trouble the place getters, but its last couple of runs have been quite good, finishing just out of the placings.
Yeah, no luck first up at Mortlake, off the track the whole way. And I thought he was right the other day. He just had no luck about the 200. He got taken off his line and had to stop riding him and then get going again. And he was running through the line well. So up to a mile today, looks a nice race for him.
Where will he be in the run? Where would you like him to be?
Not a bad draw today, so hopefully he's sort of in the first half of the field, not too far back, but just want to get a nice run from that gate. He'll get covered up, and just with him, this track doesn't want to get any worse, I thought.
Okay, well, currently a soft five. We'll keep an eye on the weather. War Games goes around in race number six. It's an $8.50 chance. Johnny Allen on board as well. How's it going?
He's going really well. I saw the overdid it last time. He got over racing and back to a 58, 1200. He's a nice little pressure up between runs, and he's worked him really good. I think he's if he can reproduce his good form, he's been first up at Swan Hill where he won quite well, and if he can get the right run in the small field, he'll be competitive there.
And you've got another competitive runner in race number eight. That is Hamslet, currently second favourite. Last start was first up from a spell, finished 6 of 9 at Donald. What do you make of that return?
Yeah, no luck there. Actually, Dean got hit in the face with that horse who sort of after the race. So he just went back to the inside and sort of stayed out of trouble for a while there. And, probably just put a line through that run. The first start, the form's been okay, but she just doesn't win off the grid. She's consistent. She never runs a really bad race. So if she gets a good turn right in front, that can run her, and she'll be thereabouts.
Sounds like you've got good chances all day, all four runners. If you were to pinpoint your best two, who would they be?
Best two, I think, is Out Dreaming. If the track stays good on the better side of soft for him, he'll be hard to beat. And
Best of luck today, Andrew.
Thank you.
Bit of value there. Out and Dreaming, race number 4, and War Games, race number 6. The best two from Andrew Noblett's stable today at Hamilton. The first race is a maiden over 2,200 metres. Take out 7. If You Leave is the favourite for Archie Alexander into $2.15. Trade Fair Express at $2.70. Then we're out to Fantastic Rocket $4.60 and Bellini Boy at $9. So this favourite's getting in pretty tight now here, Harry. Do you think it's around the right mark?
It's an interesting race, Michael. We've got a small sort of field, but I can make a case for sort of the top three in the market for differing reasons, and I found it hard to split them. I'm personally leaning the way of number 6, Trade Fair Express, who I was with last start at Terrain. It was his first run in Melbourne for a new stable. I thought the run was good. He just got so far back in the run, you couldn't even see him on the screen for the better part of the straight. But he did close off well. It's worth noting that that was a high weight race. So he drops 9 kilos from last run. I think he's best ridden forward, and there's a noticeable lack of speed here. So I'm hoping that that's what they do. The gripe, he's untested over this trip. He's on top. If You Leave goes in for second. I thought she had every chance at Cranbourne last start. Granted, it was a stronger race, but I did think she was entitled to finish off a little bit stronger. Run prior at Donald was solid, finished a length back to in second to subsequent Geelong Classic place getter Azalee, with third place getter Sir Peter winning its next start. Number 3, Fantastic Rock, probably the best stayer in this race, but is first up, does look well placed. And from there, I've put number 1, Bellini Boy, in for fourth because he looks to be the best of the rest, but realistically, I'm expecting one of the top three picks to be winning. 6, 8, 3, and 1.
All right, 6, 8, 3, and 1. Trade Fair Express on top, the former West Aussie. 18th start today, searching for its maiden victory. It has run 10 placings previously. Race number 2, over the 1,200 metres, no scratchings. And here, Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. have the favourite. Jack Hill on board, Bondi Bow. Then we go down to Long Duane, and Tion Nugent gave this a really good push this morning when we had a chat to him at $5. And then we're out to Ex-Lover, a first starter from the Henry Dwyer stable. Any trial jump out form on Ex-Lover that has caught your eye?
It was okay. I wouldn't say good or bad, but I thought that there was a few in front with exposed form. So not in my top 4. I'm going with a bit of value in number 4, True Impact. I thought was actually good at Warrnambool. I was giving a good chance, I should say, at Warrnambool on Sunday, but he was scratched in preference for this. Worth noting that that race at the Bull looked considerably stronger. So I thought his debut run was solid. He was wide throughout, did lay in a bit, but stuck on well to finish on the heels of the minor place getters. Not thrilled about another wide draw here, but the tongue tie goes on. I think with even luck, it's a winnable race for him. Bondi Bow and Long Duan come through the same race, feeling the minor money at Dunkeld last start. Bondi Bow was backed into $3.80 favouritism. I think he's got more upside for mine, and the market agrees. So he goes in for second. Number 7, Long Duan, probably leads. I do have a question mark over whether she'll see out this trip strongly. And then Dominion Dancer went around as favourite on debut, was only okay with the rider stating the horse would be better suited over more ground. She was sent to the paddock. Recent jump out was only sound. 4 on top ahead of 1, 7, and 5.
4 on top, but good value. True Impact at $7.50 in the second race today. Race number 3 is the Mackenzie Plumbing Maiden Plate over 1,400 metres. We can take out a couple of scratchings here. 1, 5, 12 and 14. And Livingstone Falls has firmed into $2.60 with those scratchings. Andrew Noblett, though, saying that whatever she does, she'll improve on, and probably looking for more distance than today's 1,400-metre debut. Stigwood, $4.40. Halo's Quest, $4.80. They're the top three in the market. Who do you like, Harry?
I was hoping that Andrew would have given Livingston Falls a little bit more of a push, because I think it's a pretty modest maiden on paper.
You there, Harry?
Yeah, you got me?
Yep, I've got you there. Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, so I was hoping that Andrew gave Livingston Falls a bit more of a push. I think it's a modest maiden, and I think she can win. Sacred Falls mare had just the one jump out. It was pretty good, worked through the line. I think this trip's a good kickoff point for her. Pedigree suggests, as did Andrew, that she'll get better over more ground. But I really think this race is well within her reach to get a debut win. To beat number 10, Halo's Quest, she was sound first up, closing off from the back over an unsuitable shorter trip. Ran quite well second up last prep over the trip at Geelong. She was more forward in the run there, so they might utilise a good gate and follow similar tactics. Tatum Bull claims 3 kilos, so she gets in light relative to the field and just looks well placed. Stigwood tends to mix his form, but best efforts put him in the better chances in the race. And Jousting, he's had plenty of chances, but filled the minor money in his past two runs, the latter over a similar trip. 3 kilos off his back with a claimer engaged. He probably leads, so expect he gets his chance if good enough. 11, 10, 6 and 2.
11, 10, 6 and 2 in the third at Hamilton. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,600 metres, and we've got a really well-backed favourite here. We take a 3, 7, 8, 14 and 16 spring break. Dee Yendall on board for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. Its last start was good. It's been crunched into $2.20. One of the best back runners of the day. Street Baby is at $4.60. Nasidio is at $5.50 as well. Are you in the corner of most punters thinking that spring break will be too good today?
I've made it my best of the day, Michael. I think the horse has been narrowly denied in two runs. This prep really looks to have found a nice race to knock over his maiden. He still does a bit wrong, was laying in last start, but the nearside blinkers were on there, seemed to help that a little bit. The form around him is stacking up okay too. Captain Canuck, who ran third behind him two back, subsequently won its next start. And Noble Heights, who beat him last start, was far from disgraced in 64 grade on Sunday. And this race probably looks easier on paper, so I think that horse would be very, very hard to beat. I've put number 4, Nasidio, in for second, coming off a year-long layoff after placing on debut at Ballarat on heavy going. The form out of that race has been good since. Recent jump-outs from him have been okay. Probably appreciates being on slightly firmer footing than the heavy going on debut. Andrew Noblet's runner out and dreaming is third up, could be ready to fire over the mile. I think both runs this time have been solid enough without a heap of luck. And then number 1, Barley Hunter, was underwhelming first up when in the market here over 7 furlongs, but his best prior efforts would see him in the finish, so I'm not willing to write him off completely. 6-4-5-1.
6-4-5-1 in race number 4 at Hamilton today. 4 races down, that means we have the quaddie just around the corner. We'll be back with that after this break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Harry White is finding us all the winners at Hamilton today, and we are up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5, a benchmark 50-yard over 1,100 metres. You mentioned we've got a few short fields, Harry, and this first leg of the quaddie is one of those. We can take out 3 and 4. Mr. Maduri is the favourite at $3.60. Never Shot the Deputy at $2.80. Flat Keeper at $5. We only have a field of 6, yet pretty much every runner's given a chance in the first leg. Harry, how many do we need?
Yeah, look, it's only a small field, but I think that to be safe, we need 3 of the 6 runners in the first leg. I could manage to trim it up that far. I quite like the way Mr. Maduri won first up this prep when returning gelded. He raced on the speed, kicked away in the straight, never really looked like losing. His weight's kept relative with Laura Lafferty riding, claiming 2 kilos. He'll roll forward. It's just a small field he has to put away. I reckon he can get the job done. Never Shot the Deputy was a good first up winner at Yarra Valley before. Probably just an okay effort at Moe in what was a stronger race than this. The rider said she'd prefer a track with more given it, so we get that here. I just have a few queries about her maybe running a strong 1,100 metres. Flat Cap has been freshened since a maiden win at Track and Trip. He and second place get a put over 6 lengths on the rest of the field, so that's good enough for this. That horse can go in the quaddie. And then Swiss Design resumes, generally goes well first up, likes to get back and run on. There looks to be some speed in this, so that might prove advantageous, but I'm leaving him out of my quaddie. 1, 8, 2 and 5.
1, 8, 2 and 5. Would you be happy to take the 260, Mr. Maduri?
Yes, he is involved in my play of the day, which we'll discuss later on.
All right, there's a little teaser for the listeners. Race number 6 is a benchmark 50-yard over 1,500 metres. In the second leg of the quaddie, we take out 5, 7, 9 and 11. Barcelona Rock, Dan Bowman, one start, one win is the favourite here at $2.60. Samusu's at $3. Give Val a Ring at $5. And War Games, who Andrew Noblet gave a pretty good push to at a good price and ran about $8.50, is also in the market. Who do you like here, Harry?
I'm playing around the top two in the market. I have had a bet on Give Valor Ring, who resumes here, has jumped out quite well. She's actually had three jump outs leading into this prep, so I reckon she's ready to rock and roll first up. She was proving competitive in 64 grade last prep, so a race like this is right within her reach. Tatum Bull claims 3 kilos, so she gets in nicely weighted at 57. She's just a bet for me. Barcelona Rock was a good debut winner at the Bull after settling prominently in the run. He only carries a kilo more here by booking Laura Lafferty to ride with her claim. I don't really have a knock on him. This is the logical next step after a maiden win, and he could measure up. I've got a mate involved in the horse. He'll probably kill me. I'm not tipping it on top, but it's in for second in the quaddy. Number 8, Samusu, has been consistent. 1-0 maiden here, 2 back with second place getter. With a second place in either side of that, I should say. She was a bit slow out last time, but had been leading in her races prior. So expect her to be forward here as long as we get a clean getaway. And then the Noblet Runner War Games, back in grade and back in trip, could see him prove competitive at a price. A must for your quaddie numbers for me. 3, 1, 8, and 2.
3, 1, 8, and 2 in the second leg of the quaddie. Give Valor Ring on top and around about $5 for Harry. Race number 7 is the benchmark 50 out over 2,200 metres. We can take out 5, 12 and 14 here. Cracksman with Laura Lafferty in the saddle claiming 2 is the favourite at $2.50. Etoile Brilliant at $3.40. Sir Peter, $8.50. Rock Raccoon is at $10. They are the top four in the market. How many do we need in this leg?
I've got 4 in. I've got Cracksman on top. I'm going to be the first one to admit that this horse and I do not see eye to eye. After his second up win last prep, I dived in not one, not twice, not three, but 4 times afterwards, all when favourite, and every time he finished third. So we're not mates, but he never runs a bad race, even when not winning. Stepping back in grade makes him look very hard to beat. He's yet to miss a top three finish when third up. Laura Lafferty claims 2, as you said. He keeps his weight relative with the field. Slightly tricky gait, but he is versatile in running. The form around him reads well. I'm diving in again. He simply wins, doesn't he? I'm just going that way. The danger number 9, Etoile Brillante, was won dominantly last start, albeit in maiden grade. She has some decent form around her and could measure up. Sir Peter is also coming off a maiden win last start, which was over the trip. Prior to a freshen, he was only 1.5 lengths off Azalea. We mentioned that horse earlier. He has to go in the quaddy, as does number 4, Love Venus, at a price. Back in grade and up in trip, he'll be running on, and I would not be surprised. 1-9-7-4.
1-9-7-4, but it's a strained relationship between Harry and Cracksman in race number 7 at Hamilton today. Race number 8, benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. Here we can take out 4, 11 and 16. AC Diamond is at $4, another one of the Lindsay Smith runners who are flying at the moment. Hamslet at $5. Nobby gave it a good push this morning. Triple Red at $5. Lord of the Turf is at $7. And then we're down to Noble Rocks at $10. So it's an open way to finish the day. Have you got some confidence in the last?
I was quite keen on Hamslet. She was $7 this morning, so I thought that was over the odds. I'd still probably have a bet at $5. There's been a bit of market push, so that makes me even more confident. Her first up run was okay, little bit held up in the straight. Prior form suggests that she needs a run under the belt to fire. Second up form, she's placed in 2 out of 3. What I really like is that she's a 7 furlong specialist. So 8 runs, 1 win and 6 minor placings. I think she's better than this grade. So let's play the danger number 1, AC Diamond. Ran well first up at Dunkeld. Will very much appreciate stepping up to this trip second up. Number 9, Lord of the Turf, has been good in his last 2 runs. The form through those stacking up pretty well. And number 14, Triple Red, will be strong at the back end of the race. Has notched up a first up maiden win and a subsequent minor placing so far this prep. Damien Thornton rides. I think he's a really good jockey. It's an open race. Yeah, Hamslet with that market push. That was my best value. It still is my best value. Race 8, number 8, ahead of 1, 9 and 14.
All right, race 8, number 8, best of the day. I like it when we wait to the last and have the best of the day. What about this multi that you've teased us with and also the quaddie today?
Well, I think your best bet is race 4, number 6, Spring Break. Pretty much the whole of Australia seems to agree with that, so I'm sure that Twitter will be going mental when that horse wins. The value, there is still value in Hamslet in the last race. I mean, we can also chase some of that earlier on with True Impact in race 2, but race 8, number 8 in the get out, if we're in trouble. Quaddy, we can trim up the first leg slightly with numbers 1, 2 and 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 3 and 8. Third leg of the quaddy, 1, 4, 7 and 9. And the last leg, 1, 8, 9 and 14. I know we've gone a little bit wide and the fields aren't that big, but hopefully something can get up and give us a decent price. Play of the day, I was going to do my usual jockey challenge. They haven't been working out for me, Michael. I thought Laura Lafferty was definitely the one at $2.60. Like two of her rides in particular, so, and she's riding for Lindsay Smith both times. So I'm having a Lafferty-Lindsay double, race 5, number 1, Mr. Midori, into race 7, number 1, with my nemesis Cracksman.
Well, I like it. And as you said, Lindsay Smith is flying at the moment. So Laura Lafferty's 260 in the jockey market. Dean Yendall's the odds-on favourite, $1.95, who, of course, rides Spring Break, and then you're out to Johnny Allen at $5.50. Harry, good luck and good punting today, my friend.
Thanks, Michael. I've got a good feeling about today. I think we'll come out in front.